Blog Talk Radio.
Coming down here. So let's just big show tonight, the HR Happy Hour show, coming live from Kinetics World Headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. Holland Dombeck with me, who's done a tremendous amount of work on the Fistful of Talent Top 25 Blog Power Rankings, as well as helping me get together the show tonight. So many thanks to her. Kinetics HR, Kinetics is, of course, the home of our own friend, the HR Capitalist, and the leader of the FOT clan, Chris Dunn, who's actually not here. I've had a good time sort of impersonating him, sitting in his office,
passing out his cards at networking events.
Yeah, I did the tape thing on his phone. That was funny. Mm-hmm. He'll have a good time with that when he gets back. But we're here down at Kinetics in Atlanta. I love the South. I love Atlanta. I've been here about 18 hours. I've been lost about 8 different times trying to drive around, so that's been fun. But, again, so great for you to be with us tonight as we count down the top five in the Fistful of Talent, the latest installment, version 8 of the Blog Power Rankings. Again, my name's Steve Bose. Holland Dombeck is going to be sitting in with me in the course of the show, as well as you out there as well. Your call-in number tonight, 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you want to get on board. On Twitter, our hashtag HRHappyHour. We'll keep an eye on that as well. I do want to open up a line right now because I believe, and I'm hoping this is one of the members of Fistful of Talent Nation who's going to sit in with us tonight as well. Area code 727, you're on the HR Happy Hour show.
Hey, it's Jay Coons. How are you?
All right, Jay, how are you? Hang out with us for 1 minute, can you?
I can, buddy.
Thank you. All right, that was not a member of Fistful of Talent Nation. I apologize for that. We're still looking for that. The rest of our Fistful of Talent tribe to check in tonight. So, yeah, a little spoiler alert right there. Absolutely. So let's get on with the show. Fistful of Talent Top 25 Blog Power Rankings, numbers 25 through 6 were released on the blog on
Yesterday. Mm-hmm.
And a great list of blogs and bloggers. Maybe we should reset a little bit, Holland, and I'll do my best with this. And you can chime in as well if you have any comments in and around the process for voting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But let's just set a little reset around Fistful of Talent, how the Blog Power Rankings came to be. And so unlike some other lists, which are kind of auto-generated or keyword-based.
Mm-hmm.
This is an actual vote.
Actual vote by the contributors themselves. So people in the trenches, people in the field, other bloggers themselves putting their vote to the works.
Right, exactly. So what we do is everybody on Fistful gets a vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of 1 through 25, point system, compilation.
Mm-hmm.
They all go into the hopper.
Yep.
What spits out is the top 25. So
correct.
And the criteria is really much, these are the blogs we love. These
right.
are the blogs we read,
mm-hmm.
that we enjoy, we love. There's not any, necessarily criteria about, oh, I learned from this blog,
mm-hmm.
or this blog is funny, or this
mm-hmm.
blog really helps me in my day job. It's
right.
kind of up to the voter to decide what they think, right?
Correct, 100%.
Okay. Fair enough. So, and we've been doing this is the 8th installment of the Fistful of Talent Blog Power Rankings.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Since we've done the last one. It's been about a year, maybe?
About
longer?
A year. When they first started off, they did them a little bit more frequently. pulling through the archives. It seemed to be about every quarter there is a new ranking, but it's been a while. It's been since 2011. Ms. Jessica Lee has passed the torch on to myself, so it was definitely an experience. I filled my Google Reader up yesterday, so I hope everybody else benefited as much as I did from the list.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, Holland. One of the good things about it, one of the good things about this list in particular is it's hopefully for some folks who read it or get exposed to it through maybe through this show or through blogs, that maybe they find some things they hadn't been reading before, or things maybe they used to read and hadn't read in a while might need to get back to. So, I mean, I do think there's some great value in lists like this. And I know that like when the last list came out in Google Reader, I made like one of those little Google Reader bundles of the top 25, so you could put all 25 in one subscription, and that was really cool. I'm not sure if Google Reader even allows that anymore. It's probably the last time I did it. I'll have to check that out the next time. So let me do a pause and a quick reset. We're still chasing down a few folks to get on the line. I'm gonna open up one more line on the show because again I'm thinking it's one of our Fistful of Talent compatriots who's trying to get in tonight. Let's try area code 205. You're on the HR Happy Hour show.
Steve, it's Chris. How are you?
Hey.
Ah.
Chris, there you go, brother. I was just trying to do a quick reset of the Fistful of Talent blog power ranking history. And by the way, can I tell you something? It's been fun being Chris Dunn here at Kinetics HQ for the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I can't be there with you. I know the folks at Kinetics are treating you well, and hopefully you're enjoying the the spacious yet Spartan accommodations at Kinetics.
It is quite the operation you have here. I think hopefully when you get back here, you'll be able to reset your chair to the desired settings that you enjoy.
right.
I would probably, I just probably went on the PC. I'd probably clear your cache and delete cookies, just FYI. So, Chris, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about your perspective on the FOT Top 25 Blog Power Rankings.
Yeah, so Top 25 Power Rankings. I heard Holland and you talking a little bit about it a couple minutes late, just listening. But so we did this because we wanted to give credit kind of as a group, all the bloggers at Fistful of Talent, kind of an idea between, I think, Jessica Lee and myself back in the day, and we wanted to do it because we wanted to give credit to all the great bloggers that were out there. So we did it the way Holland described it, the way you guys talked about it in terms of just a real simple point system, really no science behind it, just kind of answering the question, what are the blogs you like the most? And that was it. I think Holland can check me on this, but I think this is the eighth time we've done it. Is that right, Holland?
Eighth time.
Yeah.
So, and you guys were right. It's been like a year and a half since we did it. Holland joining the team at Kinetics and being part of the team at Fistful kind of helped us from an organizational perspective get our stuff together where we could do it again. So, I mean, some great blogs. You see 6 through 25 there. That's the cumulative rating of all the Fistful of Talent contributors. Great blogs on there. And I think the thing that I was kind of struck by, and you guys can check me on this, but I think that the top five has completely turned over since the last time we did it a year and a half ago. So what that tells me is kind of a constant state of change. I think people kind of come and go in the blogging world. Haven't got the stamina of Steve Bowes, by the way.
There are some sort of eternal, solid, sources of great content. And there are some, they're a little more fly-by-night. That's absolutely true.
But
it's a big deal, Chris. I'll say this to me. Can I pat myself on the back?
I'll pat you.
Because I'm Gen Y, Chris, and I'm awesome. So I just want to say that. I actually won the Fistful of Talent Blog Power Rankings one time, and I swear to God, I thought it was
2010.
I completely thought it was a fake joke. I thought it was a joke because when they came out, I was waiting for I was waiting for them to come out. You guys had hyped them up pretty solidly, so I went right to the post. I started from the bottom because that's where I expected to be found, and scrolled my way up. So it's a big deal. So I know it's a list, and maybe Chris, you can offer your comments on our tendency to create lists in this space, and there's a lot of lists floating around in our community in the last couple of years. But to me, this list, to me personally, maybe since I'm part of it and helps put it together, is kind of meaningful, and I think is still kind of relevant. And I could be really naive for saying that, but I just thought it.
Well, I think, you know, I think people like it. I think people like it when they're on it. I think, like a lot of lists, you know, some people aren't pleased if they're not on it. But I think it's, you know, I think it's a good list. And I think it's, you know, John Sumser does great lists with the influencer stuff. That's always got a lot more controversy in it. You know, we're not really trying to define anything with this. It's just who we like. It's a group of 13 or 14 of your peers that kind of follow the space. And, I mean, I kind of like the simplicity of it. I love John's list. I think they're really good at provoking conversation, and you find great people through those lists. You know, he just did a recent one where, you know, almost the whole list was new people, the way that he cut the data and the way that he did that influencer list.
Right.
This one turns over a good bit, too, but I think it's just like, hey, who do you read? Like, who do you kind of rely on? Who do you find yourself going back to time and time again? And I like that type of list. So it's been fun to do, and it's good to get back on the horse. I will say this, kind of, you know, and then, Steve, you can, you know, redirect me any way you want, then I'll just get out of the way and you can do the rest of the show. But I would say this. I think with, since, and you can comment on whether you felt this way too, Steve, but I felt like if it's been a year and a half since we've done the list, I felt like it was harder to find 30 to 40 blogs to vote on. I think with the advent of Twitter and some of the, you know, the reduced character things, it feels like long form blogging, if you can call 500-600 words long form.
Right.
It feels like it's an art form that is, I won't say it's forgotten, but I will say that I think there are fewer people getting into it and really taking a big run at trying to create a presence and share their thoughts via what's become like a long-form blog post. I guess it's my biggest observation. It felt like we struggled a little bit more. I think some of the names that were on the 6 to 25 are no-brainers. I think 1 through 5 are no-brainers, but you know, it used to be we'd have like 80 or 90 blogs. You know, I think the number is somewhere between 100 and 150 that we put on a spreadsheet. Holland could tell us more about that. And it used to be that like literally maybe 60 to 70 would get votes on that. I think the number actually receiving votes is way down. And Steve, I'll let you comment on that. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's a good point. I think there's some of that. I think there are so many other alternatives for getting content out there or contributing to the dialogue, especially in the online space, whether it's social networks straight up. Mm-hmm. There's, I mean, things like Twitter chats, right? Mm-hmm. These were not common things 2.5-3 years ago, at least in our space, not very common. There are more podcasts now than there used to be, right? There are more webinars than there used to be in our space, it seems to me, or I've noticed more anyway. So
sure.
I think I'd agree, Chris. There's lots of other alternative ways for folks to develop a position, create content, share content. And blogging, right, is one. Maybe next time, you know, if we do this again, it's we change it to the top 25 multimedia,
right,
you know, presences. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the way this thing goes. So, Chris, thank you, first off, for checking in. Thanks for the hospitality and the use of really just anything I felt like using since I've been here.
Sure. Yeah, did you probably abused the copy machine a little bit. That's good.
I have been.
Hey.
There's a service call in for that. So
nice. Hey, Steve, one last thing I'll say, and I'm gonna let you guys run, and I'll listen to the rest of the show. I think the blogging form is, you know, I think there are fewer people chasing it. What I would tell you is that, like, what people are going to hear 1 through 5 tonight, and certainly 6 to 25, the people that spend the time doing the blog and are there on a consistent basis, like sharing their thoughts and trying to challenge themselves as challenge other people, you know, to me, that's a real special group. It's a group that when I see them at conferences and, you know, when I talk to them via email or on the phone, I feel like I know them, because they've really shared their thoughts consistently over time. And I think it's a depth that you get that you can't get from things like Twitter. And I would just say all the people on the top 25 list, I think we all rely on in different ways to a deeper degree than we do some of the Twitter conversations. So everybody that's on the list from Fistful of Talent, you know, with me being around probably, I guess, the longest, I would just say thank you, because you know, you really, really forward the conversation a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Chris. Definitely agree and appreciate that. And so hang out with us as long as you can. Chime in if you'd like to or not. I'll leave your line open unless you start doing something really, you know, unusual. We'll mute you out. So let's do a quick reset. Man,
all right.
15 minutes in. That was quick. We haven't yet. This is like the Oscars. I thought the Oscars at least push out one award winner right early in the show
to
hook you
they
in.
They do. I need to comment on your wardrobe.
We've done none of that. Go ahead.
Like, all this.
Go ahead.
You guys tune in to the HR Happy Hour hashtag Twitter stream. That's #HRHappyHour. You'll find a lovely picture of Steve Bowes rocking a pair of dark green slacks, striped green shirt, and
I look good.
One and only Kinetics ball cap.
Yeah, this is nice. I got my Kinetics.
We're all about branding here. We're all about the swag, and
it's very nice. I will wear it. I will wear it proudly. So fantastic. Thank you for that, and thanks, Chris. Quick reset. Again, HR Happy Hour. We're counting down the top five Fistful of Talent, top blogs. Our call-in number, 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you want to come on board tonight. I am looking for a couple of the members of the top five on my switchboard. If you are one of those members, please do press 1 and let me know that. And we'll get you on board as well. So the last thing I want to do real quick before we get into 5 through 1, and actually I did. I was worried about the show running long, and it might. I did pound an extra 30 minutes on the show. And in case we go over, the show will continue to stream after the top of the hour, so don't worry about that. What else? Oh, okay. So I wanted a quick rundown, 25 through 6 really quickly, in case anybody out there may have not seen this or doesn't have it in front of the computer. I think it'd be worth a quick reset of 25 through 6,
yep.
Maybe the odd comment or two if I feel like offering them before we get into the top five. So number 25, Ask a Manager. It's a very solid blog, advice blog, very prolific, consistent kind of blog, publishes every day. Love that about Allison and Ask a Manager. Number 24, one of my favorites, HR Observations, Mike Haberman. Love that blog, man. Nuts and bolts, HR, you know, policies, legal, rules, straight talk. Mike Haberman rocks. An Atlanta guy, I think, right?
Atlanta guy.
We should have had him here.
We should have joined our party.
I blew that one. Number 23, a blog. I'm going to probably have to speed this up. I'm going this slow on each blog, haven't I?
True and dear to your heart.
But I have to shout out number 23, Matt, the mighty Matt Stalek, a.k.a. Bruno, Truth Faith HR, one of the members of the 8-Man Rotation, really the genius behind the 8-Man Rotation series of e-books. Congratulations, Matt Stalek, number 23. 22, No HR, Frank Roche, most unique blog on this list, probably. Frank does some great stuff over at No HR. Number 21, of course, you know, the HR Bartender has been just bringing it for a long time, and congratulations to HR Bartender. So, and then I'm going to scroll a little bit quicker through the rest of this list. We've got number 20, Seth Godin, not really an HR blog per se, but one everybody reads, and most people, whether in the HR space, marketing space, sort of a must-read for lots of people. He's been on this list for a long time. Number 19, Jason Seiden.
One of my favorites.
Oh, man, Seiden, interesting guy, right?
Interesting guy, the whole...
The Velvet Fog, right? Jason Seiden.
I enjoy him.
So coming in at number 19, Jason Seiden. Somebody who, you know, a couple of the folks who commented to me about the list, one of the comments, the list that's been published so far...
Yeah, we actually have a few comments below.
That was Seiden should have been higher.
That's a
comment I got a couple of times privately, and that could be true. Number 18, Talented Apps, a great multi-contributor blog from my colleagues, quite frankly, my colleagues over at Oracle, Meg Baer, Mark Bennett, the leaders over at Talented Apps, a consistently great site, and congratulations to Meg and Mark and the team at Talented Apps. Number 17, this is a little different one. This is not everybody's cup of tea, and I got to tell you off the top of my head, this is not really mine. 1.0 FTE or 1 FTE.
I don't know, man.
I think after 100 of them, I think I'm sort of done with the cartoon.
It's actually an FOT-inspired image.
But, I know, super guy. But again, this gets to how blogs are not always for everybody and don't connect to everybody. So 1 FTE came,
for the visual learning,
coming in at number 17. Number 16, this one's one of my favorites, Free Range Communication, Fran Melnick, Benefits, Communication, the blend of them both, and just an interesting blog from a really interesting writer. I love Free Range Communication. 15, Evil HR Lady. right? The legend, right? Really one of the early.
She's been around for a while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just leave it that.
She's up there with
Saya, just really just a legend in the space. Number 14, again, a little bit of a tangential one from the HR recruiting space, Blog Maverick. That's the Mark Cuban blog, well known as the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Really interesting blog. Mark Cuban is great. It's good when you're sort of in a position where you don't have to sort of edit yourself and you can say whatever you want.
Right.
And you get some really great content.
The views are his
right,
own.
Right, exactly, exactly from Blog Maverick. Number 13, a fantastic blog, one of my favorites. I've said one of my favorites now five times, haven't I?
Yes, yeah, so you post a lot of favorites.
I do. Well, fine.
Steve the Lover.
Boolean Black Belt, number 13, Glenn Cassie, the Boolean Black Belt. Just no one writes more in-depth pieces in our space than Boolean Black Belt.
And I actually am. I'm a Boolean fan, and I actually started reading Boolean Black Belt via Kelly Dingy, one of our FOT contributors. She's a big fan of him as well, and that's how I kind of learned about that blog.
Yeah, and so Boolean Black Belt, number 13. Number 12, Compensation Force, Ann Bars. Just love that blog. Ann Bars is an expert on all things compensation. Compensation Force is really one of the go-to sources for compensation-related information in the HR space. Number 11, and this, you know, again, I'm gonna pick on this guy a little bit because he promised me he was going to call in tonight, and he bailed on me at the very last minute. Former champion, the defending champion.
Defending champion.
Right, the number one ranked blog in the FOT Top 25 Blog Power Rankings, Lance Hahn, who has, you know.
He's had a few blog names.
Lance, right, I was going to say that.
Well, Lance is like the prince of HR. He reinvents himself yearly.
The blogger formerly known as your HR guy. Right? Lance Hahn, his new incarnation is Life Between the Brackets, came in at number 11. Number 10, just one of the, you know, can a blog be underrated and still come in at number 10? Can we still call it underrated?
If it comes at number 10? Yeah.
Because I'm calling this one underrated. Welcome to the Occupation, Paul Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Smith, again, one of the most unique writers in the space. Love his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of those rare blogs where I would say just about everything on it I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, even my own blog, half of it is crap. And I hit publish and I say that was just ridiculous. But welcome to the Occupation, number 10. Number 9, Everyday People, one of my favorite people in the space, Steve Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. HR, Mr. Ohio, congratulations, Steve Brown and Everyday People, who I believe, if I remember the story right, got his blog as a Christmas present.
Oh, wow.
One year. It was from his wife or somebody. I can't remember the whole story. If Steve's around, you can call in and tell the story. But someone said, Steve, you've got a lot of things to say. Here's a blog for Christmas and go to town. And he has. He's done a great job with it. Number 8, HR Ringleader, just one of the legends in our space, Trish McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
HR Ringleader blog is always good. Trish does so much in the space. HR works with me and the rest of the team on HR Evolution every year and a million other things. Number 8 is HR Ringleader. Number 7, Joe Gerstand, right? Another unique voice in the space, fantastic writer. And it's fitting that number 6 and 7 came in right next to each other because Joe's partner at Talent Anarchy, Jason Lauritsen, came in at number 6.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe and Jason, you know, their own separate blogs came in very high. Their Talent Anarchy blog is great. I've got their book, Social Gravity, I've been reading. I read it, some of it on the plane down is a fantastic read as well. So congratulations to Joe and Jason, rounding out the first 20, right,
of the
top 25 in Holland. I need to take a breath here.
Okay.
Can I just, like, take a breath? That was a lot for me to run through. And let me just reset. This is the HR Happy Hour Show. We're counting down the top 20, we just counted down 25 through 6 in the Fistful of Talent Power Ranking Blogs. We're going to do 5 through 1, I promise. We have a few folks on hold. I am trying to sort out who's who on hold because I don't want to bring up people too soon. So we're chasing down a couple of folks who are looking to get organized on the call. But the good thing is, as we try to sort out the folks on the line, I do have a caller, one of our FOT tribe. I'm pretty sure this is him. Before we get it to the top 5, area code 469, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
What's going on? How are we doing?
Yay. And this is the great William Tin Cup, I presume.
Well, I wouldn't say great, but yes, it is definitely William Tin Cup. This is not Slim Shady. This is William Tin Cup. And I actually had a question. Who all is in the room? I hear Holland's voice.
Shannon Russo is also in and out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
She's out of the room right now.
Hopping in between.
All right, two real quick questions for the both of you, and one of them is, how do y'all consume content, blog content? I'm really curious about, like, do you get content from readers, or do you guys get content from Facebook, and like, how do you become aware of an article? Because I mean, you go back a couple of years, it was real like the rabbit trail. You went from one blog to the next blog to the next blog, and then readers. Everyone kind of got 1,000 blogs all loaded up in their readers, and like, so that just the two of you, how do y'all find out about articles that are out there that you might be interested in, and where do you find out about this stuff? I'm really curious about that.
Holland, I'll go to you first on that one.
Yeah, it's funny because I was actually telling Steve about this earlier at a happy hour. I'm a big Twitter person, so I spend my lunch break perusing Twitter and just clicking links. That's my main consumption point. I've added a few here and there from the HR space since I came into the realm about 6 months ago, but I'm old school. I like the gratification of going to the site. I like being able to navigate through the different tabs and build on that. If they express a topic or they post a related article that catches my eye, I don't click the link. I Google the topic, and then I just read on from there. So I'm a very stumble upon, just navigate my way through the web. If something catches my eye, I'm very big on titles, and I think that's where Twitter really pulls me in. As far as Facebook, I'm young. Not a lot of my friends share articles on Facebook, so it's more about following NPR, different blogs or different radio shows that I'm interested in, and that's how I get my information via Facebook.
Thanks, Holland, for that. I'm sort of, William, I'm mostly a Google Reader guy still, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the blogs that are in our list, this current top 25 certainly have been in my reader for a while. Lots of other blogs as well. I tend to be, would you find things, new things through sharing that people are sharing on Facebook or Twitter? Sure. But if I find something that sort of resonates with me, I just go right to the reader with it. Because to me, that's the most way if there's something I really want to keep on top of, the only way that I know that will happen, or at least more likely to happen, is the reader. Well, William, you must have some thoughts on this since you asked the question. How about you?
You know, I have a Google Reader account with 1,800 blogs in it, and I haven't logged in over 2 years. And so I'm really kind of afraid. I'm at this point, I'm terrified of what's over there. Select all, delete. But I get everything from Facebook. I do the same thing that Holland does. Occasionally I'll go through Twitter and just hit hashtags and look at what's there. And I've been tinkering around with Pinterest. Lately by publishing articles using Pinterest and using the graphics inside articles to then kind of, pigeonhole articles. I don't know if any of that shit will take, and it could be a complete waste of time. But I'm testing it out. But to answer your question, or I guess my question as a boomerang, is I get it from Facebook. Mostly right now I'll see the stream, and I've got it pretty well filtered. Filter and stream place we've used together. But, yeah, Facebook.
That's a cool question. Maybe we'll throw that out to the back channel as well while you're chatting. Is where do you actually read blogs, consume content, find content?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting maybe question the back channel folks might want to comment on as well. William, thanks for calling in. I apologize for keeping you on hold so long. I wasn't sure which number was you. So I think we need to get right to it. We're about 30 minutes into the show. It's time to get into the top five.
Woo!
I think, Colin, you with me on that?
I'm ready. I think our readers are ready. I know Steve, William, myself, we've been harassed the past
hours. A little bit. So I think we've kept a lid on things reasonably well. Here's the thing with the top five. So we did try to get all of the top five bloggers on the phone live tonight on the show, and on very short notice that was not possible. So, but what we did manage to do, for the folks who couldn't make it with us live tonight, and for folks who are I'm talking about, who are on hold, just hang out with us. I promise we'll get to you as the time comes. We did get recorded spots from three of the five of the top five bloggers, recorded spots. Two of them, Holland and I, did sort of interviews on the phone. One was just came to us straight up on an MP3, which is – so we're going to play those spots. I'll let you know how long they are before I click play. And then once they're done, we'll come back and carry on from there. So, and it'll also give me a chance to take a breath, which is also a good thing as well. So let's get right to it. Drum roll. We got a drum roll on number five. Drum roll. Coming in at number five, New York City's finest, Victoria Million at victoriamillion.com. I love Victoria. Anybody who's met Victoria, I'm sure, loves him. We're so proud of him, so happy he came in the top five. Victorio could not be with us tonight live. He did send me a spot that he wanted us to play. It's 2 minutes and 13 seconds long, and I'm going to play it now.
Hey, everyone. This is Victorio Milian, writer on victoriomilian.com. I am here to say thank you so much to the Fistful of Talent team for putting me on their Management Power Rankings Top 25 Blogs list. And more importantly, or more strangely, putting me on their top five of that list. I want to thank everybody at Fistful of Talent for voting for me, which is great. Particularly Chris Dunn and Jessica Lee. They were early influences of mine when I was debating on whether or not to even start a blog 3 years ago, but they actually gave me a lot of their time and attention and insight into the blogging game, and it was a result of my conversations with them that allowed me to kind of take that leap of faith into the blog world, and the rest, as they say, is history. I want to thank all the readers out there that do read my blog, that take the time to comment or like or just, you know, spread the word to their friends. I really appreciate it. That's the main reason why I keep going, is those interactions with those that read my blog and enjoy what I do. In terms of what's next for me, I just want to do a quick shout out for a multi-contributor blog I am set to launch in about a week and a half, called Project Social HR. So Lynn Hoyt from HR Bacon Hut is helping me out with that, and it's going to be a great thing. It's going to allow people to, more HR people, to get into the social media game. It's going to allow for a lot more diversity of voices in the space and really kind of help the HR profession step up its game overall. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to launch Monday, April 2nd. And again, thank you everybody, FOT, and everybody out there for, you know, believing in what I do. So I'm going to keep it going. Take care. Bye.
All right, Victoria. So two things about this. Victoria, super guy.
Mm-hmm.
Really glad to see him get this position on the list. And also thanks for Victoria for taking the time to record that spot and send it to me, which he did this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So huge props to him for that, and congrats to Victoria Milan. So that was pretty cool. I like that.
I did
came
like
out
that.
Well. So should we just keep rolling? Right into number
keep
four?
Rolling. Number right. four.
Number four, the number four blog, again, this is another one where the person who came in at number four could not be with us tonight. We do have
right.
a pre-recorded spot mm-hmm. with her. It's her. I gave that away. It's Ann Bars, again, this time for Compensation Cafe.
Yeah,
which
she's
is,
making the list twice.
And, right. She kind of has made it on the list twice, but again,
mm-hmm.
that's a testament to the solid content
mm-hmm.
and great contributions that Ann and company make over at the Compensation Cafe. Ann also couldn't be with us tonight. We did call her yesterday and recorded the spot. It's about 6 minutes long or so. It's a conversation between Ann and myself. There'll be a little bit at the very top of the show where you hear Holland sort of setting us up, so you're not hearing anything wrong. It's just I didn't have time to edit this thing down the way I probably would have liked to. So Ann Bears, Compensation Cafe, coming in at number four. And so here's my conversation from yesterday with Ann.
All right, we are rolling. So whenever you're ready, Steve.
Hey, welcome. I want to welcome Ann Bars back to the HR Happy Hour show and also say congratulations to Ann on the Compensation Cafe blog being named to one of the top five Fistful of Talent blogs in the Fistful of Talent blog power ranking. So, Ann, welcome back to the show and congratulations.
Thanks, Steve. Well, it's I'm thrilled that we made it to the to the top five, and it's great to be on the show.
Right, and just so people who are listening to the show live, we'll be going through the top five in order, but I'm keeping Ann in the dark right now as we're pre-recording this spot, so she doesn't exactly know where in the top five she's come out. So we'll reference the top five and we'll keep it under wraps for the big reveal on the live show. So. And again, I love the Compensation Cafe, and I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about the Compensation Cafe blog, how it got started, what some of the goals or purposes for the blog for. Just tell us a little bit about Compensation Cafe.
Well, sure. And just getting ready for the call here, I had the chance to look a little bit at our history. So we're just coming up on our 3-year anniversary as a blog, which is kind of exciting.
Sure.
And so basically I started, you know, my own blog a couple years before that, Compensation Force. But I have to say, frankly, I was inspired by Fistful of Talent.
Oh.
And the group thing that was going on there, and at that point, you know, Chris Dunn and I had some exchanges about what he was doing and, you know, bringing other HR voices into the blogosphere, and I was inspired to try to see if I could do that in compensation. I invited a few other people to join me, and we kind of started up a group blog, which is now The Cafe. We worked together in, you know, kind of branding it and naming it. And it was just fun to have the chance. There weren't a lot of reward voices out there. I think, you know, maybe mine and Paul Hebert's Incentive Intelligence, I think those are the only ones I knew of. And I just wanted to get some of my colleagues out there and joining in the conversation. And so that was really the inspiration behind it. And, you know, and from that standpoint, it's been a lot of fun to make that happen.
Right, and Anne, it's a couple of interesting things about it. One is you guys at the Compensation Cafe yourself and some of the other contributors there, two things I've noticed about the Compensation Cafe over the years is one is you consistently make a subject that on the surface might not be the most compelling sounding. It's always interesting. It's, you know, and that's I think, one really great feature of the Compensation Cafe. And the second thing is you kind of own the space. As you said, Paul Hebert writes about, you know, incentives and rewards a lot, but you guys really cover the compensation space in a way that I don't know that anybody else does, you know, in the blog world for sure, and I think that's really interesting as well.
Well, thanks. Well, yeah, and it is funny because I often hear the same comments, that you know, that the team, the group of us who blog there do take a dry subject, and, you know, I think we all find it interesting, so we all have to laugh a little when that's
right.
When we hear that said, but we do try to bring some, you know, some freshness and some humor to it, you know, it's so that people can get excited about it the same way that we are.
Sure, sure. And you mentioned Fistful of Talent as being sort of an inspiration to you as you decided to create the Compensation Cafe and set it up as a multi-contributor blog. Are there any other HR bloggers or blogs that you tend to look towards or you read either for information, just enjoyment? Anyone else you'd call out as one of your personal favorites?
Well, you know, a few. Again, I do, you know, I read Chris Dunn. Chris and I got acquainted very early in our, you know, our mutual blogging journey. So I, you know, I still follow the HR Capitalist, and I do still read the group at Fistful. You know, it's a great place to pick up on a lot of different threads in the talent, kind of the you know, what's going on in the talent world. And then certainly Paul Hebert's blog, because it's close to my space. I don't know that Paul and I completely intersect or overlap, but we certainly intersect, and I love what he writes. From a general business standpoint, I have to call out Wally Bach, the 3-Star Leadership blog. I really like his. I like to hear what he has to say about things and his broader take on the business world. So those are a few, I guess, that I would call out as favorites of mine.
Great, great. And last question, and we'll let you go. What would you say, Anne, has been some of the benefits that either to you personally, your professional development, maybe your business, networking, whatever. What are just a few of the things you've noticed in, say, the 3 years or so you've had the cafe going, or perhaps longer in your blogging career? What are some of the benefits from blogging that you've seen in your career?
Well, I think the biggest one for me is that it, you know, being committed to blogging, and I do it because, you know, because I love to do it, but, it, you know, as you know, Steve, and as anybody knows who's in that game, it's a real commitment, but I think it, because it forces me to pick my head up from my work and look around at what's going on, you know, in the field and to think about what I think about it, you know, I think of that as a form of professional development. It keeps me kind of connected to what's going on, and it keeps me thinking about how it affects the work I do. And so that's been huge for me. I think it really forces me to stay on top of my game, where it's easy to, you know, just slip into your day-to-day routine and
right.
lose track of what's going on in the bigger world.
Yeah.
So I think, I think for sure that. And then just, you know, connecting with people. I mean, having the chance to connect with you and having the chance to connect with the other bloggers at the cafe, and so great networking and, you know, just an opportunity to meet people who like the topics you do or like topics that you don't directly but are interested to follow just so you can kind of keep on top of them. So I really appreciate the community and the networking and how people I've met within the blogosphere are so willing to share ideas and help each other.
Great. And, well, thank you so much for doing this, taking a little bit of the time to join us tonight. And again, congratulations to the Compensation Cafe.
Thank you.
To Anne, yourself, as well as your team over there. Just send our regards to them as well. Top 5 Fistful of Talent blog for 2012. Anne Bears, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. That
all right, we
cool.
are rolling. So whenever you're ready, Steve.
Hold on. Let's not replay the Anne Bears spot. We've heard that once before. I'm a little jumpier.
I'm getting excited.
We're into the top 3, Holland Anne Bears. Let's reset again for folks who've been listening. That was a pre-recorded spot with Anne Bears, who came in at number 4 on the Espen's Full of Talent Top 25 Blog Power Rankings from the Compensation Cafe blog. We're counting down 3-1. We're almost there. My name's Steve Bowes. Of course, Holland Dombach from Kinetics and Fistful of Talent is with me as well. Mm-hmm. Shannon Russo from Kinetics as well is lurking around the building trying to get our air conditioning turned back on, apparently, because it's been shut off. So. But we'll power through it as best we can. So thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. Again, if we do run long, and we might tonight,
I did
push the show past the hour. It'll keep running live. It'll keep streaming. We'll get to everybody's fine. Folks who have been holding, the members of the Top 3 are on hold, thank you so much for bearing with us. We're getting to you very soon. We do have to go to number 3. Let's get right to number 3. Again, our last pre-recorded spot of the night as well. Sadly, they were all 3 in a row, our sort of recorded spots, but that's just how it worked out. Coming in at number 3, you know her, the cynical girl, Lori Rudiman, a legend in the blog space, formerly Punk Rock HR, now blogging at the Cynical Girl. Very well-known, very popular, very active in terms of conversations on the blog, and just really probably you can't have a list like this without having her
without
on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But Lori might feel differently about that, and we talked to her and got her reaction yesterday. Right now I'm going to play my spot with Lori as we talk to her about making the Fistful of Talent blog power rankings. This is about 7 minutes long.
All right, you guys are good to go.
Hey, welcome back. Let's welcome back to the HR Happy Hour show, Lori Rudiman, and say congratulations to Lori for being named one of Fistful of Talent's top 5 bloggers in the Fistful of Talent blog power rankings. Lori, welcome back and congratulations.
Thank you, Steve. I would say that it's my honor, but I really don't care.
And I have the perfect sort of red carpet award question for you, which is, how does it feel, Lori, to make this official?
It's ridiculous. You know, there are a million amazing blogs out there, and I'm just one of an ecosystem that's pretty vibrant. So just because I happen to be a little bit louder or more obnoxious than some of the other ones doesn't mean that I'm any better or any worse than anybody else. So you can tell I'm kind of a Democrat, socialist, right? I don't want a ranking system, but I don't know. I mean, it's nice, but whatever.
Right. One more step. You're maybe just a half step away from, I'm not sure, maybe you know, Laura, you're a pop culture expert, like the actor who won't show up. Woody Allen, maybe, won't show up.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Remember Marlon Brando didn't show up because of all the Indian rights and he sent up a Native American on stage. Yeah. I should have sent Lance in here to accept my award. I think that would have been better.
Might have been a better move.
Yeah.
So, Lori, congratulations again. Thanks for being with us. Just real quick, you're a legend in the blogging world and in the HR blogosphere and really the blog world in general. I'd love for just a minute or two, quick thoughts on the state of HR blogging as you see it from your perspective.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. At the very beginning, everybody tried to make a name for themselves using a sort of grant. So Chris was HR capitalist. Suzanne was Evil HR Lady, I was Punk Rock HR, and I've seen an evolution over the past couple of years where more people, even though I'm still under the name The Cynical Girl, people are starting to blog under their own names and have a little bit more of a mature voice. And I think that's a really nice evolution and shows that HR professionals aren't trying to get attention through gimmicky blog names, which are okay, right? I mean, they're catchy. Nobody can spell Rudiman, so I need another solution. But I think the space is actually maturing and growing. And you also see a lot of crossover posting on HR Executive Online and the SHRM We Know Next blog. So I'm really encouraged by kind of the mainstream way that this is all going. And P.S., don't call me a legend. I am only 25 years old. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. One of those, like, Bieber-esque kind of legend, right? Like, Lifetime
Exactly. Tim Sackett is a legend because he's, like, 50. But yeah. I'm young, so
yeah.
You know, I'm not a legend.
Just speaking of that, and I don't know, Sackett, I'm sure, isn't listening, but we sort of told everybody as part of the Fistful of Talent blog Power Rankings that the FOT staff or contributing writers were not eligible on their personal blogs. That's actually what we told everybody. Sackett was eligible, and just none of us voted for him. So that's
exactly. You know what? He had a day. What more does that dude want? Come on.
Ridiculous. That guy's very needy. Very
needy.
Yeah.
Lori, I know. Totally.
I'd like to ask you about another initiative that I know you're working on in the blog community and the vendor community, which is the HR Blogger Network. And some folks maybe have heard about this. Maybe that's new to some other folks listening tonight. I'd love for you to tell us about that project. What that is all about.
Absolutely. You know, I wouldn't call it a unionization of the bloggers, but it is kind of a trade association, right? A guild, if you will. And what I've tried to do is to create the infrastructure and basically the administrative parts put together an advertising network so that there's one simple way for bloggers to run display ads and manage the finances, and they don't have to weirdly negotiate with people who want to advertise on their blogs. And then using my position at the Star Conspiracy, I've been able to talk to human capital vendors and find a really organized, methodical way to run display advertising on blogs. But it's not just display advertising. It's advertising that carries over to other websites like the New York Times, like CNN. So it's it gives actually human capital vendors an opportunity to advertise to specific audiences, to buyers on great websites, and also to look like they can afford to advertise on CNN and New York Times and all sorts of expensive places that they normally would not have access to. So it's kind of a neat program for everybody. Everybody wins, and I'm actually able to pay the bloggers at a CPM rate that's equivalent to what some other human capital websites pay for banner ads. So they're really considered premium ad sites now. So, like, everybody wins, everybody makes money, nobody can quit their jobs. You know, you can pay your cell phone bill every month. It's cool. So I'm happy to do it.
So for folks who want to check that out, where would they go? To, whether you're a vendor or a blogger is interested in learning more about the HR Blogger Network, where would you tell them to?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to go is to go to thestarconspiracy.com/HRB, as in blogger, N as in Nancy. So it's real easy.
Great. Lori, you know, I want to let you go, and I appreciate you taking the time out in your busy travel schedule to pre-record this spot for us for the HR Happy Hour show. Last quick question, and I hope I don't catch you off guard with this one. Any final thoughts or sage advice for, say, relatively new HR bloggers or aspiring HR professionals thinking about blogging? What would you tell them in 60 seconds or less?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say to read all of the blogs out there and actually copy the things that you like. So I am constantly getting inspiration from really great bloggers like Chris Dunn, like Matt Stalick, Lance Hahn, Jennifer McClure, Dawn Hurdle-Burke. You know, she's great. So I see Jessica Lee. I see what other amazing people are doing, and I go, I'm going to do that too. So it's absolutely okay to copy. That's totally – there are no original ideas, Steve. Come on. It's 2012.
I haven't had one in a long time. That's true.
That's right.
But, so, Lori, thanks so much again. Next time we do, again, The Cynical Girl, Fistful of Talent, Top 5 Blog. The next time we do this, Lori, we probably can't get you to the event. Perhaps if we award you a Lifetime Achievement Award, we can get you to turn up and accept that.
Yeah, maybe on my 30th birthday, okay? Not until I'm 30.
Fantastic. Well, Lori Rudman, thank you so much again, and congratulations. From Fistful of Talent.
Thanks, Steve. Bye, guys.
Wow, that was cool. Great. Congratulations to Lori. Thanks to Lori for taking the time to talk to us the other day. We're back live.
Back live.
Haven't noticed that. Mm-hmm. I do like this, Holland. I've done a lot of these shows. This is show, I didn't even say this at the top. This is HR Happy Hour 141. Mm-hmm. In 141 shows, I believe this is the first time I've played any pre-recorded clips other than the promo ads.
Yeah.
I love this. I've been hanging out for the last 15 or 20 minutes doing about nothing. It's fantastic. I love it. So we're getting down to it. We're getting close to the top of the hour. I want to try to get to 2 to 1 mm-hmm. before the top of the hour, and then we'll carry on as well, anybody who likes to. So let's go right to number 2, who's been waiting very patiently on hold for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Let's go to him right now, coming at number 2 from HR Examiner, Mr. John Sumser. John, welcome to the Happy Hour Show, and congratulations.
Hey, Steve. How are you? Thanks. It's a nice thing.
John, thank you so much. Congratulations. Thank you for being so patient on hold for the last 40 minutes or so.
I've been on hold for weeks now, Steve. It's weeks.
And it's all culminated, and it's worth it now, coming in Fistful of Talent, Blog Power Rankings number 2. So, John, tell us about HR Examiner and what's going on there and what's that all about.
Well, so HR Examiner is just a little, I guess we're about 2.5 years old now, and it is sometimes I call it a handful of wisdom and experience. It's a group of senior leaders in various aspects of HR who talk about things at the edge of HR. I do a fair amount of the writing there, and the stuff that I do is mostly about questioning the assumptions that people carry around about what HR is and isn't. So it's a deeper read sometimes than you might find around. It probably tends to lag in the RSS feeds from time to time.
Sure. And John, you've been around the space for a while, and we've heard Chris at the top of the show talk about his observations of the blogging world. Lori gives sort of a slightly different take on some of her thoughts and ideas about what's happening in the space for HR and recruiting type blogs. I'd love for you to offer your comments as an observer, really one of the original HR bloggers, if that term was even around back when you started blogging and such. Your impressions overall of the HR blogging space as it stands right now.
Well, so there's some really interesting things going on. This is an extraordinary time. From my perspective, the number of people who are blogging is exploding. And my count is somewhere around 3,700, 3,800 blogs that you can notice out there. And then, you know, there's shifts in that, but it's a huge thing. The world of HR blogging, which used to be a teeny tiny thing. It used to be that you could tell when there was a new blog that opened up because that would make 3.
Like when Burger King came to the intersection. That was big.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And so some of the really great voices have come and gone, and now they're doing things like oh geez, you know, there's this guy I've been following for a long time who's really smart. And he used to teach at some school in New York, and now he works for Oracle. And pretty soon, he's going to be the next Larry Ellison, and he won't have time for blogging anymore.
That guy's shaky, John. That guy's a little shaky.
But you know, that kind of thing is happening because what blogging is it's the training ground for the next generation of leadership in the industry.
Yeah.
And it's really extraordinarily wonderful to be able to watch that happen. It didn't used to be the case that you could see it, but you can watch leadership emerge and people take really interesting jobs and do really interesting stuff. So blogging has become a career path that takes you from where you are to the next thing. And it's always surprised me that so many people can find so many angles on so much stuff. And I think that's partly because HR is so fundamentally regional that generalizing about it doesn't do nearly as much good as talking about it in the place where you work and the place where you're doing stuff. And so to get to see that and get the flavor of what it's like in Kentucky versus what it's like in Oregon is, I think it's endlessly fascinating.
John, again, let me pause you for a second because I do want to get Mr. Number One in here before the top, and then we'll carry on over past the hour as long as we care to. But let me just get him in case anybody does need to drop off. John Sumser, HR Examiner, number two on our list. Let's get right to number one. He's been waiting on hold for quite a while. I'm really excited to announce the top, the number one blogger in the Fistful of Talent HR Blog Power Rankings, Mr. Jay Koons from No Excuses HR. Jay Koons, congratulations. Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show.
Thank you very much. I am stunned.
I tell you what, Jay, you're one of the best guys around. I was very happy when I saw the results. I'd love for you to tell us about you. Tell us about No Excuses HR.
It's been an interesting journey. I'm about 18 months into it, and I finally decided to jump into Twitter a couple years ago, just realizing that's where I needed to be from a work perspective, and started reading Mike Vandervoort and Trish McFarlane and Charlie Judy and Joe and Jason and all these folks on the list, and thought, well, I maybe I'll give that a try. And at work, I say no excuses all the time, so that seemed like a good fit. And I quickly learned that even though I thought initially I was going to be spreading some sort of wisdom, I quickly realized that was not the case, and that I was really writing for myself. So I've kind of taken that angle, and it's become somewhat of a passion at this point.
Yeah, Jay, a couple of things, and again, we're with Jay Koons from No Excuses HR, came in number one on the Fistful of Talent top 25 HR blog power rankings. Jay writes at No Excuses HR. A couple of things about you, Jay, that I really respect and I admire is, one is you're really prolific. I mean, Jay, you're on there just about every day, right? I mean, and it's something you've seemed like you've really dedicated yourself to in the last year or so.
Yeah, I try to, if I can, get three posts up a week. Sometimes that's just not feasible, but that's the goal. And but yeah, it takes a lot of time. But you know, once you stop sleeping, you find extra hours in your day. So it's all good.
Yeah, overrated. Yeah, it's overrated. And I think, Jay, that the other thing that's notable about your blog, and I think, and there's only a couple of others in our space, at least on our list, Trish McFarlane is one for sure, and you're another, is you're a really senior HR leader in your organization who's also out there blogging and contributing, which I think, Jay, in my opinion, is a little bit unusual. I'd love for you to comment about some of your peers that maybe you've worked with in the past or you're familiar with in your industry today, similar roles to yourself, and how there really doesn't seem to be those very senior HR people blogging that much.
Yeah, it's a good point, and it's something that has become more obvious to me over the last few months, and certainly as I've had an opportunity to talk about integrating social media into my HR practice and to how my team uses social media. And I've been a healthcare guy pretty much my whole career, and there aren't a lot of healthcare leaders who are into this space. Dwayne Lay has taken a HR leadership job in St. Louis, and so I was really excited about that on a couple of levels because another good voice would be in the mix. But
right.
When I talk to my colleagues, I'm in a couple of professional groups like everybody else is, and when I talk about blogging and social media, there is, in the healthcare space, a tremendous amount of fear and loathing on the topic. And so, which for me makes it quite fun because I can get super aggressive when I'm speaking about it and talk about it in a way that hopefully makes it a little bit fun but also challenges the group. And it's been an interesting process because the reality, as we all know, is it's here to stay, but they're just so old school, it really becomes a bit frustrating. And Mike Vandervoort gave me some great advice that I need to stop trying to convince people to embrace it and just talk about it. Don't try to convince. Just do your thing. And that's been somewhat freeing and has made it a lot more fun when I'm speaking and getting into it.
Yeah, that's – J, Jay, that's some great advice. And again, we're right at the top of the hour, so I don't want to keep folks who had other commitments, especially John Thumpster and Jay, who've been just so cool and kind, who did not know. I just want to tell everybody who's listening, Jay and nor John knew exactly where they were coming out, right, in the top five. They were not told in advance. So Jay's been sitting on hold for quite a while, and so is John. So I appreciate that. And if you guys do need to drop off, I totally get that. I understand. And again, congratulations to you both, and thank you to you both for hanging in with us tonight as well.
Many thanks.
Appreciate that. Let me do a quick reset. We are at the top of the hour. I did extend the show. We can go a few more minutes for anybody who wants to call in, make a comment, or just any further discussion we want to have. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. If you're on hold, and there's a bunch of people on hold, if any of the folks who are on hold actually want to come on and make a comment, ask a question, or just say congratulations, press 1 on your phone, and I'll open up your line straight away. For folks on the back channel, of course, HR Happy Hour, we'll keep an eye on that as well. So, wow, that was big, Holland. Boy,
great
that
show.
Was a big, big mm-hmm. deal, right? 5-1. Let's run them down again for folks who maybe tuned in late. Who knows if anyone has. But number 5 was Victoria Million at victoriamillion.com. Number 4, Ann Bars and Company at the Compensation Cafe. Now coming in at number 3, Lori Rudiman at the Cynical Girl. Coming in at number 2, and who's on the line with us still, John Sumpster from HR Examiner. And finally, coming in the top position, number 1 fistful of talent, HR Power Ranking blogger, Jay Kunz at No Excuses HR. So that's your top 5. That's it. I'm
sad it's over.
Me too.
It's been an exciting 24 hours.
It's been a pretty interesting couple of days here at Fistful of Talent, Kinetics HQ, I'd imagine, Holland. And many thanks to Holland Dallenbeck for doing tremendous work putting together not only the list, helping coordinate all the voting, doing the post on Fistful, of course, helping me with the radio show. So much appreciated that. So, again, thank you so much. Congratulations. The show's not over. I'm hanging out for a while. Kinetics HQ, the rent is paid off in full. I don't have to leave. We have some folks who want to come on and make a comment or ask a question. Let's go to them right now. First, area code 205. 205, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys, it's Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Hey, Stephen Holland, how are you?
Good. How are you doing down there in Birmingham, Alabama, Miss Dawn Burke?
Doing good. It's been 80 degrees for 2 weeks. Pollen count out of control, but really don't care because it's gorgeous weather. But today it rained, so my car is now not yellow, which is excellent.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is a weird place. I got down here and I thought, well, it doesn't matter, but yellow stuff everywhere.
Everywhere.
Unbelievable. So, Dawn, what's on your mind? What's your reaction to the top 5?
Oh, well, I think it's great. I think they're all well-deserved. I read all of them. Love me some Jay. I mean, come on. That's great news that he's number 1. Naturally, Lori, I love. John Sumpter, everybody, I'm totally stoked about the list, and I think that it's right on the money. The only question I have, and Lori talked about this a little bit, is why the hell is Tim Sackett not number 1? I mean, John Sumpter would even agree. He should be number 1.
I know John gave Tim his own special recognition.
Yeah.
0.0.
Tim had his own day.
I mean, that bastard, Tim Sackett got his own day. So, you know, which I totally agreed with, by the way. But yeah, I have to still say my heart bled for Tim that he wasn't number 1 on this list. I mean, come on. The other thing that I have to comment on is that I love that Lori said that it's really cool that people are kind of putting their own names on their blogs. But I have to tell you, I had to go with HR Insomniac because nobody can spell Herdlicka.
Right.
So, you know,
you might have made the right move with a brand name there, Dawn. So.
I know, very good. But, you know, I know you got other people on the line, but I just wanted to say hi. Think the list is great. And congratulations to all the people who were listed. Good reads, for sure.
Thanks, Dawn.
So
all right, bye, guys.
Area code 217, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, everybody, it's Donna Rogers.
Hey, Donna, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to congratulate everybody. And Victoria and Victorio and Lori and Jay, I know, definitely going to get to know the other two. But especially want to say congrats to Jay because I met him at HR Evolution last year. And I know he and I talked a little bit about that whole nervousness thing, which he mentioned tonight. And I know I had that too. But I'm very excited for all of them. Congratulations.
Great. Cool. Donna, thanks so much for that. And Jay, Jay's still here. Jay, if you want to say hi to Donna, feel free.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for the kind words.
Yeah, very good programs. I have my students looking at all of them.
All right. Thank you, Donna. Thank you very much. Hey, quickly before we go to the next call, I want Tin Cup reaction on the top five. Can we get a little Tin Cup instant analysis if he's still with us?
Yeah, actually, you know what I'm thinking about is there's a bunch of new voices out there. A lot of these names, I mean, the greatness of everybody that's on the list is a lot of these folks have been around for a long time, you know, 600 or 700 blog posts, et cetera. And I'm wondering, you know, right now as we go through this, you know, Steve Brown and I are going back and forth DMing each other on Twitter. I'm thinking, you know, this is such a fantastic, vibrant community. We've got a lot of great new voices, people that weren't, you know, as vocal 6 months, 9 months, a year ago. How do we reach out to those folks? You know, because you know how it is when you create content. You always get into this point where you're like, oh, my God. Yet another blog post, really? All right, hold on. Let me. What I got to dig deep. What do I got? So how do we help them? And then ultimately, when we look at a list, an important list like this, what are the standards that should be in place? That, you know, is it post per week? Is it words in a post? Is it generic content versus specialized content? Like, I'm wondering if you have a new voice, do you ever have a chance of breaking into a list like this?
Yeah, sort of a good question. And I guess my answer kind of would be yes. And Jay, perhaps Jay Koons is a great example of that, right? No Excuses HR is, you know, a year and a half old, right? I think that's what Jay said. And so I suppose it's still possible, but I do agree, William, that it's not easy. I think it's hard to break through, probably a lot harder than it used to be. I mean, and I also think, you know, at least for me, I know maybe some of the other folks who are either on this list or bloggers listening, I mean, I blogged in complete anonymity for a long time. Now I'm in, you know, moderate anonymity,
right?
Which is fine. But, you know, I think that's, you know, I think that's the case too. There could be some great, I guess my point is, there could be some really, really great stuff going on that we're just not seeing yet, right? I mean, every day somebody new follows you on Twitter who's a great HR pro, a great recruiter, a great person to get to, and you think, boy, I've been on Twitter for 5 years, and I'm just now learning about this person. How did it take so long? I think that's I think those are interesting questions. I'd love for anybody else who has a comment or on that, on William's thoughts, please do feel free to chime in. We have one more person who has sort of raised their digital hand here, and let's take area code 215, you're on the HR Happy Hour show.
Hi, Steve. It's Paul Smith.
Paul, welcome to the occupation.
Well,
how are you, Paul?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic.
You sound good. You sound like you're having lots of fun tonight.
I tell you what, I love doing the remote shows. It's great to have some people around. Great lively show tonight. It's been really a lot of fun for me. So, yes, thank you for that.
Well, it's been a lot of fun listening to it too. I just wanted to say, thanks to the FOT crowd, you know, third time making the list. I'm just as shocked. And your very nice words that you said earlier today, Steve,
they
were very kind.
Thank you, Paul. My pleasure. I meant them. I all of them.
I know you're my biggest
fan.
I know that.
You're great. Yep, and I tell you, Chris Dunn turned me on to your blog. I'll give Chris the credit. A couple years back, Paul, whenever it was. You called into this show, as I recall. And Chris knew who you were and turned me on to you then.
So it all started here. So anyway, I just wanted to say, Jay, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So what did I tell you in Atlanta? I said you're the best blogger out there. And you just, you're like, no. I'm like, yeah, see, I told you. So,
well, you're way too kind, buddy. You're way too kind. Still too kind.
So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Well,
so
cool.
Thanks,
Paul. Thanks so much. Congratulations. Top 10. Welcome to the occupation. Keep it up, man. Love your stuff as always. So we have another person who wants to chime in. Let's go to area code 815. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, Steve. John Jorgensen.
Hey, John Jorgensen. How are you?
Doing fine. Just wanted to say good job for all you guys to put that list together. That had to be a real pain in the butt.
Colin can speak to that. You know, rounding up a fistful crew to do anything is probably a challenge. that she took on willingly, perhaps, but she took it on either way. So,
yeah, it's not something I would want to tackle because, you know, like any list, you're going to find somebody that gets mad at you because you left such so-and-so off. I mean, Sackett is probably looking for you guys with a sharp knife. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Well, just so it is, we'll repeat it again. I think Chris mentioned, or we did, that the Fistful vloggers are not eligible. I made a joke about Sackett. So myself,
okay.
Zach, Don, Chris himself, whoever else. So.
Yeah, we gave them some link love on the initial post, but...
We were not part of the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure there was not, you know, there wasn't going to be any road rage or anything like that.
Yeah,
but,
I got to say something about Sackett. You know, he's at this point in his sort of evolution of his career, he's got to be really accustomed to the rejection. I mean, it can't be a new thing for him anymore. I think he's got to sort of expect it. So,
Hey, Steve, he has to come to Illinois to speak at a Sherm State Conference. They won't even take him in Michigan.
Yeah. he has to leave his own hometown where he can't convince anybody to appreciate him. Yeah, it's a good one.
And if Jay's still on the line, congratulations, dude. I'm glad to see an HR Puckhead make it to the top.
Thanks, buddy. Right. It's a good group.
All right, let's go. The call's still coming in. And again, HR Happy Hour Show, we've run down the Fistful of Talent top five. We're way over the hour. The show's still got about 21 minutes to go. Please, John, Jay, anybody else who's been on forever, you will not offend me if you drop off, if you have a life to lead besides hanging out with us tonight. So I do appreciate you guys being with us. We do have another caller who wants to come on board. Area code 314. You're on the HR Happy Hour Show.
Hi, everyone. It's Trish McFarlane.
Hi, Trish.
Here, Coles.
I just wanted to call in real quick and say congratulations. I absolutely always read those top five, and so I think that it's well-deserved, and especially for Jay. I remember, Jay, we were talking about a year ago, and you were saying how well you thought I was feeling when you read me all the time, and I was so excited that you were writing, and I think here we are a year later, and it's just well-deserved. Really proud of you.
Thank you.
Trish, so any thank you for that. Thank you for the call. Congratulations making the top 10 yet again in the Fistful of Talent blog power rankings from HR Ringleader. Any sort of comments, observations as well? You're one of the leading sort of luminaries in the HR blogging world. What got some general thoughts on the state of HR blogging you'd like to share?
Well, I think you've probably about covered the gamut tonight, but it's always hard to continue going on, I think, because especially if you're a practitioner, there are all these other pulls at you, and it just seems like if you're really someone who's passionate, we were kind of like, in the back channel talking about how does someone new break in and is it possible? I actually think it is possible because, you have to be embraced by a couple new people. I think back to that first time when Paul Smith was mentioned on one of the HR Happy Hour shows, and we immediately all just wanted to go support Paul Smith. So I think that if you can, whether it's using Twitter or if you connect actually on an existing HR blog, through comments or whatever, just having sort of that one person bring you into the fold, I think you can really take off pretty quickly. Again, if you're a consistent writer, if you make time for it, I mean, Jay kind of alluded to, you have to sometimes lose sleep in the middle of the night up writing, and I've definitely done that myself. So, again, just commitment, passion for it, and I would say anybody out there right now can certainly break in.
Trish, well said, and thank you very much. HR Evolution coming this October, HR Evolution number 5, October 7th in Chicago. I'm looking forward to that and working with you on that as well. So thanks again and congratulations.
Thanks. Good night.
All right. Holland, I think last call on callers. Anybody else on hold wants to come on? Press 1 or forever hold your peace. Otherwise, I think we're going to put a bow on this one from Kinetics World Headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, and the HR Happy Hour Show. Let me just real quick back to John and then to Jay. John Sumpser, again, congratulations. Many, many thanks for joining us tonight, being such a good sport, and congratulations on HR Examiner. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. It was a great job you guys did. Thanks for doing it.
John, appreciate that, and thanks so much. And finally, Jay Coons. Mr. Number One, man, wear it proud. It's a select group you're in. I'll send you an email tonight with some of the secret codes and access and privileges that you'll get, all right? Mm-hmm. So look for that.
That's outstanding. Thank you very, very much for everything.
All right, Jay Coons, congratulations. No excuses, HR. All right, I think we're done.
I think we're done. I think we called it a night. I do want to say one last thing to our top 25 winners. HR newbie over here, only 6 months in the game. I want to thank each and every one of you for being my human resources training manual. I learn something new every day. Keep writing. I'll keep following.
Awesome, Helen. Thank you for that. Thanks for all your hard work tonight. Again, and also, and this was my fault at the top of the show, we're caught up in all the excitement. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a new Acquire spot to play. I forgot to mention them. Longtime show sponsors, Acquire, mm-hmm. AQUIRE.com, just leading workforce provider solutions analytics, workforce planning, succession, you name it. And just better, besides all that, just great, great people. Lois Melbourne and company at Acquire has been with us forever. And thanks so much to Acquire. And they've been not just a supporter of this show, but they've supported events, they support the community, and Lois is just a great person. So mm-hmm. congratulations to them for all they've done for us. And many, many thanks. So I think we're done. I'm going to play us out with a little tune. We'll say goodnight from Atlanta and the HR Happy Hour. Next week, no live show on Thursday night because I will be at ERE doing the live web stream from ERE, the live HR Happy Hour on the web all day on Thursday. So
exciting.
When it gets to be nighttime, I'll be done for the night. So well, maybe we'll replay this show, sort of a best of show. We'll just play it in the spot next week at 8 o'clock for folks we might want to catch it again. So anyway, thanks so much for everybody. Thanks, Kinetics. Thanks, Acquire. And thanks, Fistful of Talent. Congratulations to all the bloggers. And good night from the HR Happy Hour Show. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Good night.
Gonna be